Thursday, November 30th. Bush Dole thing got going again this morning. I talked to Bush, filled him in on Dole's status. Bush met with Dole and called back and said he thought everything was okay, that Dole seemed to understand, was cooperative, and will be willing to go along with things. President had the big flap today on a whole bunch of leaks. One, a Dole story in the Washington Post saying that the president had told him he could stay on, which Dole claims he didn't leak. Another leak on the economic deal, some understanding the president and Mills have regarding taxes, which the president says he told to Ehrlichman and Shultz and no one else, and thinks Shultz went back and told Charlie Walker, who reported it to Eileen Shanahan. That's got it in Times. Also, a State Department leak on the contents of the Vietnam meeting under a Henry Beecher dateline. This is something only Bill Sullivan had, and they think he must have put it out. So we got another problem there. Told Henry to explain the whole Vietnam deal to the vice president, make sure he doesn't undercut us in any way. He's afraid that he might not be on track with it the way he should be. Klein problem came back up. President wants to be sure we announce his leaving on Saturday and say maybe that he's considering another position in government or something to cover for him. He also had the Rumsfeld problem, and I had a long talk with Rumsfeld tonight. He's still hanging for trying to get the NATO post and playing innocent on thinking that the president was going to get back to him on that. He's clearly trying to set himself up for the Senate and doesn't want to take anything that's going to make him look like he's been downgraded. Then we got into a flap on Finch's big California party, which he's set up for Thursday, November 30th. The problem came up of Finch's California party, which he's planned for next Tuesday night, which he apparently just launched off on his own without querying with anyone other than a preliminary discussion with me that in which he indicated he was going to do it but didn't give me any of the details or specifics. He's committed the president to attending, and this creates a problem, but we'll work it out. It's sort of the typical Finch thing. Conley met with the president this afternoon, and afterwards, the president asked Ehrlichman and me to go over and meet with him and with George Shultz. Conley had sort of a hodgepodge of names and possible appointees and that sort of thing, which we reviewed with him. He seemed to be in good spirits, but a little bit of loose ends and vague about things. November 30th.